conspiracies, these governments operate through their think tanks, and their conspiracies are the most intelligent, sophisticated conspiracies and also legally immunized conspiracies, which means that while conspiring a conspiracy, they have a conspiracy plot, and that conspiracy plot they plan in such a way that at the same time they can either through the conspiracy plot itself or through executing certain other circumstances along with the conspiracy plot, they can execute the defense of the same conspiracy at the same time while conspiring the conspiracy. So these all conspiracies are planned with defense conspiracies contained in them, and that's why they are identified or termed legally immunized conspiracies. So this conspiracy of 93 was planned in legally immunized form by these governments. They're creating, with the help of Pakistan government and Indian government and of course the United States and British government, they had created an entire front evidence. They had executed the conspiracy through the Muslim blue collar mafia and then formed and created an entire front evidence, you understand, leading to the blue-collar Muslim mafia, that this person had physically planted the bomb there, that they were trained in either Dubai or Pakistan or anywhere. And all this is done with the help of Pakistan government and CIA, you know, who are hand in glove, and the members of organized crime along with Indian government and all other governments of the world. That is how they had created the front evidence, and the evidence which has been pursued in the Tada trial has been the evidence of these front blue-collar mafia peoples having executed physically the conspiracy. However, behind the conspiracy, in fact the conspiracy was planned, and the legal abettors of the conspiracy, and in fact even conceivers, planners and executors, which is in fact abettors, were the United States government, British government and BJP government and then Congress government. And so that is the evidence which I have, which is the evidence they are trying to cover up. They don't want that evidence to be presented or investigated or pursued in trial form.
Ma'am, you say it's a huge nexus, you know, it's a huge nexus.
Yes.
But to have some, you know, I mean, to come to know about them for the in the first place,
yes,
you need to have a close brush with them. That's the first thing. And secondly, I mean, to prove something, you need material evidence. So in both the cases, we'd like to know, I mean, how come you know about it? And the second, what material evidence do you have
to prove the cases? Material evidence, let me define and illustrate the evidences, the forms and the kind of it. It is not only material evidence, physical evidence, which is required to prove a conspiracy. Conspiracy can be proven with the truth, and the truth can be contained in several kinds of evidences. Legally, they can be defined as physical or material evidence. Then there is documentary evidence. Then there is circumstantial evidence. And all three types of evidences can prove a conspiracy, and all three types of evidences have been accepted by legal entities down the ages and also validated by the Honorable Supreme Court of every country. Now the whole the CIA-led International Organized Crime in fact itself has created this environment of always accusing the circumstantial evidence as being non-evidence and discarding it entirely. Now, I would like to state that I have evidences which are my personal eyewitness of the special contractors system through the film industry. I also have documentary evidence in respect of the 93 bombings conspiracy. I also have circumstantial evidence. However, I will never present any circumstantial evidence to any legal entity. I am too aware of what constitutes the irrefutable evidence. And I'm also too aware, and also I don't have time to present, to either retrieve or present trumped up or unviable evidences against any entity. It is waste of my time, energy and money. I don't need that sort of thing. Also, I understand in which circumstances the circumstantial evidence can be held valid. The circumstantial evidence can be held valid when it goes to complete the chain of evidence. And this is the judgment passed by none other than Honorable Supreme Court of India. Honorable Supreme Court of India has validated and passed the judgment that circumstantial evidence can be accepted as the evidence provided it completes the chain of evidence and proves the conspiracy irrefutably. And if you have circumstantial evidence, certain circumstances, you understand, it is not always that you can catch people with smoking gun, or it is not always that you can tape record somebody's statement or photograph people. But a murder happens in spite of that, in circumstances which are other than this. Maybe people run away, maybe you don't get to photograph them, tape record them, or catch them with a smoking gun. Does that mean that the murder hasn't happened? Or does that mean, no, there are other ways you can prove. You can prove the murder through motive, or you can prove any conspiracy through the motive, and you can prove any conspiracy also through circumstantial evidence by submitting the circumstantial evidence which cannot be questioned and which irrefutably proves the conspiracy. And what is the circumstantial evidence which proves irrefutably any conspiracy? The circumstantial evidence which leaves no vulnerabilities. You understand? In the proof of conspiracy, it leaves no weaknesses. You present the evidence and there can be no weaknesses left in the conspiracy and its evidence and its proof. And that is the kind of circumstantial evidence which can be said to be completing the chain of evidence.
No, ma'am, what I...
It is like a jigsaw puzzle, you understand? Evidence is nothing but pieces of jigsaw puzzle that complete a jigsaw puzzle. A conspiracy is a jigsaw puzzle. You understand? When it is executed, it is planned to fit every piece together. And then, all the pieces are scattered. And anybody who is trying to deduce and prove a conspiracy, they have to prove it by fitting in all the jigsaw puzzle's pieces together so that the jigsaw puzzle is completed. The picture and the physical picture of the conspiracy is completed through the evidence. And you can prove the conspiracy through every conceivable kind of evidence, the material or physical evidence, along with documentary evidence, along with circumstantial evidence, or only if you have one evidence, you can prove through one evidence. If you have physical or material evidence, such as, catching somebody with the knife in hand and the knife stuck in somebody's back, that is a very fortunate situation.
No, but what I want...
The conspiracies don't always happen that way, you understand?
No,
so
what I want...
Courts have to permit, the judicial system has to permit the conspiracies to be proven also in absence of material and physical evidence. In